Well, Jesus loves a party. And Jesus loves a party because life in God's kingdom is a joyful celebration. So we just heard this story where Jesus and his disciples are at a party. It is a wedding. And it is the kind of traditional wedding where the party goes on for days. There is plenty of food. There is plenty of drink. Right? It is a grand family and community affair, and everyone is having a great time. And then something happens. All too soon, the bar is closed. The wine has run out. And because, as social events go, weddings for them were no less important than they are for us, the wine running out is a crisis. Now, a crisis is literally a moment of decision. And while there are multiple crises going on in this story, one of them is for Jesus. And the decision that Jesus makes becomes a moment also for the disciples. We might call it a kairos moment. Where if we are paying attention, we see that God is changing everything. God's changing everything, even for guests at a wedding. Even in our everyday lives, it is happening all the time because God is always at work. God is always at work in the world. God is always at work in your lives. Well, what does Jesus decide? He has the servants fill stone jars with water all the way up to the brim. And then he turns the water into wine. And it's not just any old wine. This is the really good stuff. And it's not just a little wine. It's six huge jars. So it's something like 150 gallons of wine. And that's when the party really gets started. Right? On so many levels in this story, and so many levels that we're not talking about, there is a lot of transformation going on here. And John's gospel tells us this is Jesus' first sign. There are more signs to come. But in this first sign, in this one moment, for Jesus' disciples who have their eyes open to see what Jesus is doing in their midst, in this one moment, Jesus changes everything. Well, I so often find myself right there with the disciples, right there with the guests at the party as the wine runs out. And maybe you do too. Maybe we're there right now. Right, we've had our eyes on the prize, and while we were looking the other way, the wine ran out. How many of us find ourselves without enough time? And how many of us find ourselves without enough energy or enough money or enough friends or enough love or enough health or enough security? Right? We don't have enough. We don't have enough peace. We don't have enough joy. For each of us, there is something that we just don't have enough of, and we can never have enough. How many of us have come to that point, as we heard in our pre-service music, the great Jackson Browne song, how many of us have come to that point where we are running on empty? And when we come to that point, what do? Now, the world has all sorts of solutions. The world says, just ignore it. Ignore the emptiness. That's just life. Right? That's just how it is. Or maybe we power through. We work harder. We play harder. We spend another hour at the office. We chair another event. We run another mile. And these can be good things. But they are not the places where we will find what we are actually looking for. These are not the places where we will find that which lasts. We are looking for meaning. We are trying to get ahead. We are trying to make sense of it all. And frankly, so many of us are just trying to hold it all together. And I think we know. I think we know that on our own, we're empty. God has more for you. Because God knows we cannot survive running on empty. And so he is right now filling you. Because he knows you cannot fill yourself. He is right now filling you. He is filling your jars full. And as we begin to turn from the voices of the world in order to hear more clearly the voice of the one who actually has the power to fill us, the one who is right now filling us, as we turn from those voices and turn to the one who is filling us, we begin to recognize that the water with which he has been filling us is turning to wine. Because Jesus transforms lives. He is right now taking all of the stuff of our lives. He's taking the little things that we deal with every day. He is taking the big things that are breaking into our lives. He's taking all those things and transforming them. He's taking the struggles and the concerns of daily life, and he's taking the struggles of illness and addiction and alienation and death. Jesus is taking our utter brokenness. And all these things that we so easily seem to make peace with. And Jesus says, don't. Don't make peace with them. Don't ignore them. And don't just power through. Because there is more. Jesus says there is more. And he says, I am filling you. And he says, not only am I filling you, but water will be wine. The ordinary will be made extraordinary. And this is the very promise that is made visible in this meal. Jesus takes bread and he turns it into so much more. It is his body. And he takes wine and he turns it into so much more. It is his blood. They are given and shed for you, and as they are, the ordinary is made extraordinary. Well, like the bread and the wine, Jesus is taking your life, and he is turning it into so much more. In Jesus' embrace, you too will be transformed. And for you, Jesus doesn't just have new life. He has a party. Because that's what life is like in God's kingdom. Amen.